I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C from Classical 91.1 and Nashville Public Radio. I'm very happy to welcome young musicians today, student musicians from the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt University. They've gone through an audition process, and they'll be taking part in a student musician showcase coming up this weekend. And so we're happy to welcome all you guys. Good to see you. Thanks. Make a little sound. Yeah. We'll make some more sound in a moment. Kristen Whittlesey is here. She is the Director of External Relations at the Blair School of Music, and she's going to be talking in a few minutes about this program that's coming up. But first, we're going to start with music of Francis Poulenc. It's the first movement from his Sonata for Clarinet and Piano, and the clarinetist is Kihan Nam with Polly Brecklin piano. Kihan, what about the sonata? A bit about the sonata before you play.
It's a very French piece. I just really like playing it because of the extreme dynamics that that the clarinetist has to do. It all goes from the fortissimo to the pianissimo. Mm-hmm. So the wide range of dynamics is really fun to play with, and that's what I enjoy most about this piece.
Colorful music by Francis Poulenc. Thank you. The first movement of the Sonata for Clarinet and Piano by the French composer Francis Poulenc, music from probably fairly early in the 20th century, played live in Studio C by clarinetist Kihun Nam with Polly Brecht at piano. Kihun is from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, and I believe you're a sophomore at the Blair School, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, Polly, very nicely done, by the way.
Thank you very
Polly
much.
Polly Brecht is a wonderful keyboard player, harpsichordist, organist, and pianist. She's an organist at Westminster Presbyterian Church and is a faculty accompanist at the Blair School and probably 100 other places around town as well. Kristen Whittlesey is going to tell us about the program, the Student Showcase program.
Yes, this is the annual student showcase. It's this Friday night at 8 o'clock in Ingram Hall, which is our largest performance hall. It's one of my favorite events that we do every year because it's a chance to get our students up on the biggest performance stage to do solo work, chamber music, and really put them in the spotlight and show off what they're capable of. And as you've just heard, they're incredible musicians. Everyone we've brought this afternoon is going to be on the student showcase. They run the gamut in terms of our undergraduate population. Kihun, as you said, is a sophomore. Austin Vitaliano, who will be singing in a moment, is a senior. David Rogers, who will play piano with him, is a junior. And we have an entire string quartet made up of freshmen. So we have the entire population represented. They were selected by audition. It is a very competitive process, but we feel that we have selected a wonderful group of student musicians. We would love for everyone to come and hear them.
And again, when is it? At the Blair School?
It's
at
Friday night, 8 o'clock, Ingram Hall. And I would love to underscore that there is lots of free parking for the Blair School of Music. We have an arrangement with the Medical Center to use West Garage, which is directly across the street from the school. Free parking, plenty of it, so there is no reason not to come and hear these amazing students.
We're going to hear some more of those students now. The quartet of freshmen will play music of Beethoven. Eliza Wong is violin. She's from Long Island, New York. Nathan Lohman plays second violin. Wilmington, Delaware is where he's from. Sabina Kim plays viola. She's from Chicago, Illinois. And Emily Azzarito, cello, from New Canaan, Connecticut. They're going to hear the opening movement of one of Beethoven's late quartets from 1825, the string quartet number 15 in A minor, opus 132. That's music of Beethoven played live in Studio C by a group of freshmen from the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt University. The opening movement to the String Quartet No. 15 in A minor, Opus 132. We heard violinists Eliza Wong and Nathan Lohman, violist Sabina Kim, and cellist Emily Azarito. Fine young group of students from the Blair School of Music. Finally played. That's pretty amazing. Late Beethoven for young people. Probably nobody's over 19, right? Pretty much amazing. Wow. The music of Beethoven played live in Studio C by students who will be taking part in this upcoming concert at the Blair School on January 29th, Friday at 8 p.m. at the Ingram Hall at the Blair School. One more performer from this group of students from Blair today. This is baritone Austin Vitaliano, who's from Deerfield, Illinois. David Rogers is the pianist from Pasadena, California. David and Austin will perform music of the American composer Gene Shear. So Austin's going to sing and talk about a little bit about these pieces first.
Sure. So the two pieces that David and I are going to be performing are part of a larger song cycle entitled Voices from World War II, composed by American lyricist, librettist, and songwriter Gene Shear. The cycle is based on documented experiences from the Second World War, and the moods of each of the pieces run on a spectrum from extremely upbeat, hopeful, which is the subject of the first song, which is at Howard Hawks House, to the very emotional and extremely serious subject matter in Holding Each Other. We hope you enjoy.
My buddy and I run Liberty in Hollywood, searching for 24 hours of thrills. When we were invited for some drinks at Howard Hawks on Carroll Drive in Beverly Hills, Howard was engaged to a movie star, the beautiful Miss Evelyn Keyes. The phone rang, I answered it and heard her lovely voice and said, oh, whoa, whoa, please, your voice has enraptured me. You really are a wonder, you really are a wonder, my dear. You must come and be our mascot and lead us into battle, and we will have nothing, nothing to fear. She said, who is speaking? This is not the Howie. This is not the Howie I adore. I said, I am Sergeant Misek of the U.S. Marine Corps. Oh, Howard grabbed the phone and said, "It's too late to come over. The sun'll be up in just a little while." He said, "Don't worry, listen, Sarge, tomorrow night's a party. You've got my word, I promise that I'll personally introduce you to a major motion movie star. Tomorrow night, Misik, you'll be sipping cocktails with no less than Hattie Lamar. But we were due at the base the next morning and could not spend another night. We were called to the Pacific, to a war we had to fight. And that's exactly how I came to lose the chance to win Hattie's heart. Who says war's not frustrating and doesn't tear you apart? My buddy and I run Liberty in Hollywood, searching for 24 hours of thrills. When we were invited for some drinks at Howard Hawks on Carroll Drive in Beverly Hills." I was a child when war was declared. I remember people with gray hair standing in the middle of the street that night, holding each other in the pale moonlight. I stared out my window and watched them embrace and memorized each somber face. Some silent secret they all seemed to share transformed the street to a church in prayer. When I recall that painful time, that picture often comes to mind. People standing in the street that night, holding each other in the pale moonlight. Since that time, war has taken friends, and each loss makes me think again of a bitter grief too deep to be spoken. When I was 8 and first saw hearts broken, when I recall that painful time, that picture often comes to mind. People standing in the street that night, holding each other in the pale moonlight.
two songs from a song cycle by American composer, lyricist, and librettist Gene Shear. Two songs from a cycle called Voices from World War II, a cycle of five songs. We heard first at Howard Hawks House, second Holding Each Other. Very effective songs by Gene Shear, sung by Austin Vitaliano, baritone, with David Rogers at piano, live in Studio C. Very fine music, and a composer not known to myself. So thank you for bringing new music to Live in Studio C. Very fine performers from the Blair School, very young kids. The future is in your hands as well as the present, I think, as I was saying earlier. They'll be taking part in the upcoming concert, the student showcase at the Blair School. Our thanks to Kristen Whittlesey, who is the Director of External Relations at Blair. Again, a brief word about the concert, when and where?
Sure. The concert student showcase is Friday night at 8 o'clock in Ingram Hall, our largest performance hall. It is free admission. There's plenty of free parking in West Garage. We would love for you to come and hear these wonderful students and their colleagues.
Thank you so much. And again, the student performers today were Kihun Nam on clarinet, Eliza Wong and Nathan Lohman played violin, Sabina Kim, viola, Emily Azarito, cello, and Austin Vitaliano, the baritone singer, with David Rogers at piano. And our thanks to Polly Brecht for assisting in the Poulenc as well. I'm Will Griffin. This is Live in Studio C from Classical 91.1. Coming up next week, Alias Chamber Ensemble is back for more music.